everybody. In Parshas Korach, we hear about how Aaron's leadership was questioned by Bnei Yisrael even after the terrible rebellion of Korach. And in response, Hashem tells Moshe to take a staff from each of the Nasi'im and to write the names of each Nasi on each of the staffs, and to also write Aaron's name on Levi's staff. The matos are then placed in the Ohel Moed, and then the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel, that the next day, Vayigmol Shkedim, Aaron's staff blossomed with flowers and almonds. There's many things to learn about this episode, but we will focus on one specific question. Of all the fruit that Hashem could have chosen, why did Hashem choose the almond as the fruit that would show that Aaron and his family were indeed chosen to be the Kohanim, to be the leaders of Bnei Yisrael? Many Mefarshim ask this question. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on that pasuk that almonds are a kind of fruit that blossom earlier than all other fruit. Parenthetically, we find this, for example, in the beginning of Sefer Yirmiyahu. The very first vision that Hashem shows Yirmiyahu is that of an almond, because as Hashem says in Yirmiyahu Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ki shoked ani al dvari lasoso. Hashem says that he will act like an almond. He'll work quickly to ensure that the nevuah is actualized. And Rashi says that by making almonds blossom miraculously on Aaron's staff, Hashem was sending the following message to Bnei Israel: anybody who complains or questions the Kohanim or the Kahuna in general will be punished quickly, just like these almonds blossom quickly. That's Rashi. Perhaps one can suggest another idea similar to Rashi as to why Hashem used almonds to send his message about Aaron. Perhaps Hashem sent a message here similar to the way almonds are used throughout Tanakh. As Rashi says, almonds bud very early relative to other fruit, but they ripen very late. So almonds, shkedim, represent shkida, shkedim, shkida. Shkida is diligence, industriousness, beginning early, ending late, working hard. And perhaps the message in our parsha is just that. You question whether Aaron is the true leader of Klal Yisrael? Look at the almonds. Aaron is the true leader, the true Kohen representing the values of the Torah. A leader is an almond, hardworking, assiduous, slow and steady, wins the race, start early, end late, etc., etc. Aaron is an almond-like leader who deserves to lead you, Bnei Israel. And every leader should have almond-like qualities. As I said, many Mefarshim discuss this question as well. Another beautiful explanation is given by the Chidah. The Chida is Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, who died in 1806. This is found in one of the Chida's Sfarim on the Chumash, Pnei David, and it's in Parshas Korach in Os Yud. The Chida says the following idea in the name of Rav Yehuda HaChassid, Rav Yehuda of Regensburg, who died in 1217. The Chida notes that almond trees are unique kind of trees. They are monoecious. In other words, each almond tree has both male and female parts, but most almond trees are self-incompatible. In other words, they don't, and they do not, and they cannot pollinate themselves. You need at least two different almond trees in order to produce almonds, and those two trees must be different varieties of almond trees that are compatible. So an almond tree has to pollinate, and the tree needs bees to carry and transfer that pollen to other trees in order to produce fruit. But it cannot produce fruit on its own. It may pollinate, but the production of the fruit requires another tree. And the Chida says that that is the same thing that Aaron HaKohen does, and it's the same thing that any Kohen does. Aaron HaKohen does not make his own brachos. He doesn't actually do anything at all. Aaron HaKohen davens to Hashem for Klal Yisrael. He represents Klal Yisrael in many ways. But it's Hashem who brings the brachos, not Aaron. Like the almond tree, Aaron doesn't do anything. He cannot do anything. Aaron is unable to do anything. He represents us. He doesn't do anything on his own. It's all Hashem. And that was the message that Hashem sent to Bnei Israel when they complained about Aaron. You think Aaron is doing this? No, I am, says Hashem. I picked him to be the Kohen Gadol, and I picked his descendants. to work in the Beis HaMikdash for you. You're complaining about Aaron. That's the same thing as complaining about me, says Hashem. And this message is really a message for all of us. Many of us go to tzaddikim to get brachos, or we daven near the graves of tzaddikim, and that's wonderful, it's necessary. But never forget the almonds that grew on Aaron's staff. Remember that none of these tzaddikim, including Aaron, have any powers of their own. They may help us daven, but we are not chas v'shalom davening to them. Those are a few explanations as to why Hashem chose almonds to show that Aaron and his family were chosen by Hashem to be the Kohanim and to be the leaders. If you'd like to hear another explanation, please WhatsApp me privately. And in the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.